The opinions and commentary expressed in the following presentation do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, the Economic Club of Indiana, or the Economic Club's agents or sponsors. Support for the Economic Club of Indiana is provided by the Lumina Foundation, with a goal to increase the percentage of Americans with high-quality degrees and credentials to 60% by the year 2025, focused on ensuring an accessible, responsive, and accountable higher education system.
Welcome to the Economic Club of Indiana. Today's presentation is from Joseph Swedish, Chairman, President, and CEO of Anthem Incorporated.
We are so honored today to have as our speaker Joseph Swedish, the President, CEO, and Chairman of Anthem. Anthem is Indiana's largest publicly traded company. It is one of the most important participants in the healthcare sector as well as our economy as a whole, given that healthcare now comprises 20% of the nation's GNP. Hoosiers are extremely proud that Anthem is headquartered in Indianapolis, where it serves more than 40 million customers. The rapidly changing health insurance marketplace is generating unprecedented mergers. Aetna announced a $40 billion bid to buy Humana earlier this summer. And shortly after that, Anthem and Cigna announced a $54 billion merger that will result in a combined company of 53 million plan members. And both mergers are awaiting federal antitrust approval. Joe was named Anthem's chief executive officer in 2013, bringing with him some 40 years of experience as a high-level healthcare executive. He was just recently announced as the chairman and president. For 9 years prior to joining Anthem, Joe was the CEO of Trinity Healthcare Corporation, the fourth largest Catholic healthcare system in the country, based in Michigan and comprised of 47 hospitals. He received his bachelor's degree from the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, and he wished for me to emphasize that he received his master's degree in health administration from Duke University. Did I say Duke University? Joe has been featured in major articles in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the Associated Press, and the nightly business reports of PBS. The company has exceeded expectations each quarter since Mr. Swedish's leadership, and the stock price is now at an all-time high. We are extremely privileged to have us today, the President, CEO, and Chair of Anthem, Mr. Joe Swedish. Please welcome him to the podium.
Thank you, Matt. I got to tell you very quickly, my wife and I attended the Final Four last year. My wife loves Indy because Duke won. Okay, I know there are a lot of reasons she ought to love Indy, but that's something that'll be memorable for both she and I. And so it was an incredible experience, and the city was incredibly gracious with respect to supporting so many people during that tremendous occasion. So let me just maybe delve into some of my remarks in ways that maybe I'll be kind of vectoring around a little bit. I want to talk about matters of public policy. I want to talk about matters of public health. I want to talk about the business proposition of healthcare, and a variety of other topics that a lot of people are hyper-concerned about today, and I'd argue probably a lot of people aren't completely aware of and sensitive to the intricacies of how a healthcare industry that is the scale that it has become navigates you in and around care delivery. I remember when I started 40 years ago, I think healthcare's percent of GDP probably was something on the order of 7%, 7.5%, I'm guessing, something like that. Today, hitting 20%, maybe surpassing it. When I was in healthcare or hospital business, you know, you often marveled because, you know, you build an industry that big, you sort of expect to get a parade, you know, as an industry. And the reality is we got a lot of issues that we have to reconcile in our society because the very infrastructure, I think, has created 20% when we all know today, based on the analytics, that 30%, at least 30% care delivery today is unnecessary, related to fraud, waste, inefficiencies, unnecessary care, et cetera. So I'll talk a little bit about that. But, you know, that's where we've arrived, and that's the situation that we as citizens have to start reconciling and adjusting. So we are experiencing tremendous, tremendous change in our industry, very turbulent. And being here with you today to talk about this, being with Anthem, to have moved from the provider community to the health payer, health plan sector is, I guess the timing couldn't be better to talk with industry and community leaders here. We're undergoing unprecedented transformation. We say that every year, by the way, in healthcare. And then we say, well, gee, if it could just be like it used to be 10 years ago, and you know, everything would be great. But the fact is, we change as an industry, and we're changing, quite frankly, in a way that is no different than airline, banking. You just go down the list, and I used to kind of challenge my leadership teams, the clinical community. So what makes us different? Why can't we adapt to the realities of an environment that's very rapidly migrating, at least in our business, from a B2B construct to a B2C construct, where we have to really be attuned to and committed to serving the interest of the consumer today, not an individuals that are literally relegated to decision-making in healthcare because their employer said they have to do it this way, or they're uninsured, and that's their life destiny, okay? So look at the consolidation, just to maybe touch on how the industry is changing very, very radically. The value of healthcare mergers today, and this today meaning last year, 15, is $346 billion, a 245% increase in transactions over the last 5 years. You mentioned, you know, the Cigna Anthem acquisition is one of those acquisitions. The intersection of policy, financing, care delivery, government, consumers, and the private sector has never been more challenging nor complex, as it becomes impacted by market forces equal to, if not more daunting, than any sector in our economy. And I don't think I just say that because healthcare is near and dear to me. It is truly an entirely new day given the healthcare landscape that we've come upon. So evidence of the circumstance that we have come upon, pretty clear here in Indiana. Let me cite you some statistics. And I'm citing statistics that relate to affordability, access, and quality. And matters that are not, I guess, expectations that are not universally enjoyed by our citizenry. Indiana ranks 41st of all states in terms of overall health status. We have the 7th highest obesity rate and the 6th highest smoking rate in the country. We rank 47th among other states in racial and ethnic inequality in health care. Marion County, right here, ranks 89th amongst 92 counties in the state on overall health factors. And this is, quite frankly, compounded by the reality that 30% of the children in Marion County live in poverty. So I think about these issues a lot as a payer, because we're so intimately involved in communities today, that we have to think carefully about what it means for Anthem as an engaged community citizen and what it means for Indiana. So as I think about these issues in terms of what they mean for Anthem and the community, we've reached an inflection point that's demanding introspection about our values as a community. There's never been greater need nor a better opportunity for leadership in healthcare, and I think Indiana can, based on what I know about a great state, can and should lead the way. Anthem's vision is to be America's valued health partner. That's kind of throughout our company, on walls, embedded in the minds and hearts of our associates. And locally, we translate that to being Indiana's valued health partner. Building on a legacy since 1944, our Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield Indiana plan is a pillar of the Indiana business and healthcare community. Today, we have 5,000 employees in Indiana serving more than 4.8 million medical members in the state. In many ways, our local beginnings and our local heritage have helped shape what Anthem has become nationally. Anthem serves more than 38.6 million medical members across 27 states in employer-sponsored plans, Medicare, Medicaid, and individual insurance. We've become a Fortune 38 company at $78.4 billion in revenue. And we may become a Fortune 20, the Fortune 20 company, with $110 billion in revenue, pending a DOJ approval that we hope is not too far out on the horizon. So we've evolved, and we continue to evolve. And it's just an industry that begs for continually transitioning how we do business, how we engage in the marketplace. And so throughout decades of growth, our Midwest values of service, community, and collaboration have helped guide and ground our company. Those values have also helped Indiana become one of the nation's most respected epicenters of healthcare innovation. We're proud to work alongside cutting-edge academic research institutions, industry-leading pharmaceutical and medical device companies, and world-class healthcare delivery systems. And together, Indiana has made meaningful progress advancing the shared goals of affordability, quality, and access for consumers. For example, the Indiana Health Information Exchange, some of you may be aware of it, is the earliest pioneer in data aggregation in the United States. It created what is now the nation's largest repository of health information, which I believe is foundational to advancing change in our society regarding true healthcare reform. It's all about data, data management, and the resultant information that can help change. We connect health institutions through the exchange across 17 states to improve quality, safety, and outcomes. Indiana is also home to BioCrossroads, which convenes our strong corporate and academic life sciences organizations to fuel continued growth and investment in the state. Over the last 11 years, BioCrossroads' economic impact on Indiana has reached more than $27 billion. These initiatives and others I'll speak about today have helped Indiana set a positive example for healthcare improvement across the country. But I believe we have capabilities and the opportunity and a responsibility to set the bar even higher. So today I'd like to focus my remarks on how Anthem is working with the state, employers, and delivery systems, and with consumers to advance access, affordability, and quality. So hopefully we can seize the tremendous opportunity we have to lead the transformation of healthcare for our nation, not just for Indiana. So let's begin with access. The good news is Indiana's uninsured rate is the lowest since 1999. Unfortunately, the rate is still 11%, 2% higher, 2 percentage points higher than the national average of 9%. In terms of lives, that leaves more than 750,000 Hoosiers without health coverage. As a healthcare system, as employers, and as a corporate citizen, we all pay a premium on the uninsured. It siphons tax dollars away from necessary programs. Uncompensated care, which totals over $72 billion nationally, creates an economically unhealthy cycle of transfer payments among providers, payers, and employers. Independent studies estimate that that transfer payment increases insurance premiums for families by as much as $1,200 annually, literally because of bad policy and bad practice. Over the past several years, Anthem has partnered with the state to launch two new programs. First, it's our investment in the Affordable Care Act and the health insurance exchanges, which, in a small yet powerful way, help demonstrate the value Anthem and our industry brings to the nation's healthcare system. In 2014, we launched 1,000 new products on the exchange across the United States. Last year, we had just over 68,000 exchange members in Indiana. With that uptake in membership, we're committed to the exchanges. And we're committed to working with the federal and state governments to ensure the long-term sustainability of the program. Because without them, many individuals will be left without any health care coverage and potentially will remain or return to being uninsured, leading to economic problems I described earlier. We also partnered with the governor of the state on the go live of HIP 2.0, which is the Healthy Indiana Plan, one of the most innovative approaches to Medicaid expansion in the country. Anthem was the first to bring managed Medicaid solutions to Indiana back in 2007 to help ensure beneficiaries had access to high-quality care. With the expansion through HIP 2.0, we now serve over 356,000 Medicaid beneficiaries in the state, a meaningful part of the nearly 6 million Medicaid beneficiaries we serve nationally, and growing with the addition of two states just recently, Iowa for us, as well as Louisiana, which adopted Medicaid expansion. Coincidentally, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of the HIP 2.0 plan, and we're proud to share in the celebration of that success. In addition to expanding access, we've seen a nearly 40% reduction in unnecessary ER visits and a significant increase in preventative services. Indiana is truly setting a positive example for the country to emulate. As employers, policymakers, and an informed consumer population, I encourage all of us to remain engaged and vocal in this important dialogue and to advocate for solutions to help ensure Indiana residents have access to affordable, accessible, high-quality care as measured by safety, service, and health outcome. Once covered, it's important to make finding and utilizing healthcare easy and convenient so consumers maximize the value of their benefits. One of the ways we're advancing these goals is through telehealth. Anthem's Live Health Online provides consumers access to a virtual physician visit 24/7, 365 days a year in 47 states and Washington, D.C. 50% of our employers are now offering this service to their employees, where care can be rendered from the home, from the workplace, and online. It saves consumers 2 hours in travel and waiting time for every visit. Only one in 47 states does not allow physicians to prescribe medications through telehealth visits. That state is Indiana. So here, members still must travel to an office, physician's office, to obtain necessary medications. Because of this, we're collectively missing out on a tremendous opportunity, given we've got 1.5 million rural residents that could benefit tremendously from that technology. So we're really pleased that based on a lot of advocacy, probably on part of folks here, there's legislation that was introduced by Representative Cindy Kirchhover, just passed out of committee yesterday. House Bill 1263 will now move in onto the House for consideration and has the potential to make the true benefit of telemedicine finally a reality in Indiana. So we hope you can support this legislation in your own way to let it be known this is critical to improving the health status of our population. Let me shift quickly to affordability so we can open it up for Q&A quickly. It is about affordability, which is a driver of a lot of decisions for families. Over the last 10 years, household income rose less than 10%, while the average cost of health care more than doubled. In Milliman's annual study, the average health care cost for a family of four is now $24,671, more than full year in the in-state tuition, books, and room and board at Indiana or Purdue University. To address this issue, healthcare enterprises are trying to leverage emerging technologies to engage providers and consumers to better manage health. And we promote a lot of that related to prevention, condition management, treatments, drug technologies, and ER utilization and post-acute care. On a macro level, we're working with one of the strongest Indiana-based healthcare and employer partners, Eli Lilly. I'm not sure if John is here. I know he's spoken to you many times. Dear friend, phenomenal leader for the community and a great executive for Eli Lilly and what it represents for the state of Indiana. We've been working with the company to address the cost driver of specialty drug spending In 2014, this is a fascinating statistic. In 2014, specialty drug spending rose 26%, 1 year. And spending is projected to reach $400 billion per year by 2020. A recent study by Avalere, which is a consulting firm out of Washington, very, very reputable, projected costs to the government for just 10 FDA breakthrough medications to total $49.3 billion over a 10-year period. And breakthrough drugs represent only a small subset of the 5,400 medications in the pipeline evolving over that same 10-year period. So while researchers are making great scientific and clinical advances, consumers may never realize the full benefit of these advances if our healthcare financing system cannot afford them, i.e., driving affordability. So let me very quickly turn to quality. We believe that one-third of healthcare spending, as I said earlier, still isn't helping people. The Institute of Medicine estimates that medical errors cost our healthcare system more than $17 billion a year. And I know Hoosiers are still missing opportunities for prevention, with cancer screening rates lower than the national average and fewer than 47% of children fully immunized. Over the past several years, Anthem has transformed the way we interact with the delivery system. And we've established provider collaboration linkages through strategies promoting more accountable, higher quality health care and improved health outcomes. Today, more than 55% of Anthem's national health care spend for payments to providers is tied directly to better quality, better value for consumers. For example, 83 Indiana hospitals participate in our what we call our QHIP program. And in 2014, we paid over $42 million in quality incentives to participating Indiana hospitals. So we're changing the entire incentive structure in the delivery system so that truly we're rewarding for value, not volume. The shift to accountable care began well before the passage of the Affordable Care Act. And I would argue that for the very progressive health care systems, so many of them are here in Indiana, they were planning 10 years for the Affordable Care Act to be responsive for what the mandates were going to be put on providers as it was passed by Congress. And I think so many systems were ready to adopt the necessities put upon them by the Affordable Care Act and are doing quite well with respect to advancing quality in the communities that they serve. Our value-based arrangements include 152 accountable care organizations, 796 hospitals nationwide, almost 200,000 network physicians covering 4.2 million people. 16 of those ACOs are here in Indiana covering 450,000 members. And it's all about sharing data, working to interpret it related to information, and then create the resources to achieve shared goals amongst us. So these are all certainly positive steps forward, a lot of great examples of how we're working together in the state to deliver quality and high-value care. But building on Indiana's strong healthcare sector foundation, we, as I said earlier, can and must be a national leader in the delivery of value-based care. Across the country, I'm engaged with providers who are genuinely committed to that goal, and I'd like to see Indiana be even more bold, more innovative, more collaborative than we are today. So let me just very briefly, in closing, comment about Cigna. I'd like to take a moment to discuss a topic I know it's important to many Hoosiers, which is the acquisition. Let me reinforce. Anthem and our Indiana health plans are fully committed to this state. We're committed to our customers, our providers, the relationships we've nurtured over decades, and we're committed to a health and well-being standard for Indiana citizenry and local communities we serve that is hopefully second to none over time. Consumers are and will remain the foundation of this transaction. So we're currently engaged in discussions with the Department of Justice in 26 states, including Indiana. We're hopeful that the approval will occur in the latter part of or second half of this year. When completed, we're confident combination will help Anthem, but more importantly, be a tremendous support to Indiana by way of continuing to advance the goals I've spoken about today: better quality, affordable access, and higher quality healthcare benefits, healthcare services, healthcare safety. But at its core, we need to do everything we can to protect, preserve, promote health in Indiana. Advancing shared goals of affordability, access, and quality requires us to cooperatively and collaboratively work together. And above all, it requires leadership from each and every one of us. We've played a leadership role in Indiana for more than 75 years. And just like the tradition that Larry created, led today by Rob Hillman, who is our plan president for the state of Indiana, we look forward to our continued partnership with the many other influential and impactful healthcare leaders in this state to set an example, set a standard, transform American healthcare. We're all in this together. Let's make the most of the opportunity. Be leaders in finding solutions together. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Joe, for those terrific comments. Today's presentation will be rebroadcast and is also available for download at WFYI.org. Please join us again just this next Tuesday, very few days away, for Dr. Louis Farabee, the superintendent of the Indianapolis Public School System, the largest public school system in the state of Indiana, some 36,000 students. What's happening in IPS is extremely important to the future of the state of Indiana. So we are looking forward to next Tuesday. Have a good day. Thank you.
You've been listening to a speech from Joseph Swedish, part of the 2015-2016 Economic Club of Indiana Speaker Series. Join us next month at this time for a speech from Dr. Louis Farabee, Indianapolis Public Schools Superintendent. You can find more information online at economicclubofindiana.com. The Economic Club of Indiana is a production of WFYI Public Media in Indianapolis for Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Thank you for joining us.
Support for the Economic Club of Indiana is provided by the Lumina Foundation. With a goal to increase the percentage of Americans with high-quality degrees and credentials to 60% by the year 2025, focused on ensuring an accessible, responsive, and accountable higher education system.